Didn't they do? Did they end up doing it last year?
Yeah, I think something's down probably a little bit. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Better if it's that way.
That's good.
There you go.
There they are.
Thank you.
Yep. Agree.
I'm glad I'm clear over here.
Okay, we're ready.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Here.
Wise?
Here.
Ballinger?
Here.
Edmonds?
Here.
Frulich?
Here. Need a motion to approve our minutes of our last meeting, February the 1st.
I'll make that motion.
Motion's been made.
I'll second.
We have a second. Any questions on the minutes of our meeting on February the 1st? If not, call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $3,330.83. Police, $4,610.32. Fire, $4,705.14. Street, $5,781.32. Parks, $290.01. Public Health and Safety, $4,631.83. Garbage disposal, $29,687.58. Cemetery, $6,759.83. Water operations, $24,369.70. Sewer operations, $8,957.31. EPA West Side water loan payment, $52,682.22. EPA sewer project loan payment, $74,898.36. Special tax allocation TIF 1, $13,535. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $473,016.87.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second.
Second. We've got a second. Any discussion on?
Yeah, I just want to let you know down here, the reason the garbage is up so high this time, I forgot to say something last meeting that they're in here grinding the wood and removing the leaves. Luckily, we got a bunch of that in from the ice storm in before they did the grinding, so that's why that's so high this month.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds? Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Frulich?
Yes. This evening we got CEO of the hospital, Paul Scowron's here this evening, and he'll give you an update on the coronavirus vaccination that we're having out at the high school. If you want to kind of give the council a little bit of what's going on. We also want to congratulate you on your promotion to the Royal Health Board.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He's now the president of the board, right?
57 critical access hospitals in the state, so.
Yeah.
I got my finger on the pulse of what's going on with all our smaller hospital brothers and sisters. So we've been able to work out a partnership with the DeWitt Piatt County Health Department to supply them with the staff that they need to provide the vaccinations, and the superintendent of schools, Kurt Nettles, has been able to provide the location. So it's been a good three-way partnership, and so far we've been The allocation of vaccination supply has been sufficient to meet the need where folks don't have to wait too long to make an appointment and get their vaccinations. Our staff, in between the need to supply the hospital with services, has been able to volunteer their time, mostly after work. And because we did receive sufficient funds from the federal government from the CARES Act last year, that we need to show that we are using for COVID-19-related activities, otherwise we'll have to return it, we're able to use those funds to pay the staff that can volunteer for their provide that service after hours. So it all works out. Director of Public Health states that at this rate, it's potentially within 12 weeks, everybody in the county that wants to have a vaccination can have one. And so 12 weeks, what's that, about 3 months? That's a pretty good rate. We hope it all works out that way. Any questions, folks?
They do it 3 times a week, right, Paul?
It's a Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But I think there's only one more Saturday. There hasn't been enough demand and enough staff, both from the health department's perspective and from our perspective. So it appears that Tuesdays and Thursdays is going to meet the demand. Now, if that changes, we can make other arrangements. In addition, we had purchased that tent. So if accommodations at the high school because of sports or something like that, in maybe in 6 weeks when the weather gets nicer, we'll have a new emergency tent that we can put up in the parking lot again, and we can get it done that way.
Sure.
And maybe provide more days.
Okay.
Then you need to call the health department to schedule the appointments? Or?
Yes, you need to get on the health department's website and schedule the appointments. There are some of our staff actually has volunteered for the call center too, and so you can call, but all they'll do is help you get on the website and show you how to get through and make an appointment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Move down to streets and public improvement.
Yeah, just a couple of things. Just, of course, everybody knows we're having a snowstorm. That just want to ask people, please, not only on the snow routes, but on the secondary streets, if you can, you know, move your cars off the street would help us out a lot. And with the way it is right now, we're not doing any treatment because it just won't work. So just ask everybody, you know, be patient with us. As soon as we can get the treatment down, you know, once it quits snowing and blowing, we'll get it down and just ask for everybody's help.
Okay.
Just, once again, thank all the departments for all the help.
Trucks are still running yet this evening. And
yeah, and they'll be probably out till 10 or so, and then back out probably around 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay. Thank you. Public property.
Okay. I do have a few things. I talked to Lloyd. We've been having some issues with some pipes freezing up at the water plant and the lime silo. It has to mix water with the lime as it goes in to make the slurry, and somehow the heater had went out and it froze the lines that feed the water into it and was causing issues. They got that cleaned out, got some new other heaters in there, and they're not going to try to replace the one that was in there right at the moment because the lime has a habit of eating up motors and pumps, and so they're going to just use the portable heaters for the time being, and then before fall next year they'll get that one updated and put it in. Also, Tim told me that I didn't know this. There is a line out at the water tower that froze, and it's a panel that it has to take and monitor how much is in there and what's going on. It had frozen. One of the heaters there had went down, got it back going. So those things are just cold weather and the things that happen. It's just one of those deals. So they got that taken care of. Also, was at another veteran's funeral. The fire department came out with the ladder truck and put up the flag on Friday. Not a pleasant day to be out there. Kenny Fire Department, they were out there. It's very heartwarming to see that kind of dedication. The entire Kenny Fire Department was out there. The man was a fire chief at one time and just a really nice guy in the Kenny area. And everybody just did a great job with that. And I really want to thank everybody that showed up and showed the respect that is due. just an excellent, excellent deal. They took the coffin out, his casket out on the old fire truck, and they're very, very neat. That was awesome. So if you see the Kenny guys, tell them thank you. I appreciated it. Danny, thank you for letting the guys come out with yours. The other thing is, we do mutual aid with any of the cities around us. If they run into problems, need an issue with the water department, last Friday, it wasn't the most pleasant day again at Friday night, but the guys went out and helped Papella. They had a water main break right there in front of the main, like right across from the post office, right there on the main street, and the guys went. It was two breaks, actually, in one. There was three holes, popped to the main, and 4 feet farther up, it had cracked right around, and so they did get it fixed for them. We do try to help, whether it's Weldon, Kenny, like I say, Wapella, whatever, if they have a need, and I guess their guys just weren't available, or they've quit on them. I didn't get the entire background story, but for whatever reason, they went up, they got it going for them, got it corrected. We used clamps and things. They knew what size it was, so they took clamps. They went ahead and got them restocked, and they will pay for that. In this particular instance, we take care of the time that the guy spent up there. If we needed mutual part and help, I'm sure that we'll get help back, but it's also made clear that if they don't have their own crew, that we'll have to work out something in the future as far as their time and the effort that we spend. Yeah. This time we said this is a out of the blue type deal, so we'll take care of it and we pay for their wages and everything that happened, but if it becomes a habit, then we'll have to make some kind of arrangement with the cities that we go and help. So, but other than that, that's all I have. But I appreciate the guys going up there and helping them, because they were in a bind. It would have been a real tough deal for
sure,
them.
Sure, sure.
So it was very well thought out, and Lloyd and them went up and Kyle, and they took care of it, and I appreciate that out of them. And sure, I know that Kenny and his guys will come and help too if it has to be anything like that. So we'll continue to do that, but like I say, if it becomes a, we'll talk about okay with them and take care of it. That's all I have for this evening.
Thank you. Health and safety.
I've just got one thing. Brandon's here. He's worked on a grant for us to buy some items. Brandon, I'll let you tell about what you did and what you got.
Through IEMA, the Illinois Emergency Management Agency, we applied for and got a radiological emergency preparedness grant. That is because we protect a nuclear power station. What that is helping us to purchase and to keep up a lot of items at Clinton Fire Department that we would use in the event of a nuclear emergency. Part of that grant is replacing some of our outdated laptops with tablets. They could track our truck's location if we were to do evacuation in case of an emergency. Communication, a lot of different things that those items would be used for. The grant for that specific component, I believe, was $4,800.
Yeah, right here.
Right here.
One up, Brand.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then the quote from Viscon or Jano that we use for our technology here at the city came in at $5,434.65. It is a little bit higher. We do feel like there's some important items in that quotation, such as the protection plan and stuff. We don't want to spend money on a tablet and then not have it protected during its usable lifespan. So we are hundreds of dollars over. But looking at the budget with Dan, we feel like that, you know, that's something we have planned for and we have plenty of money there, and I'm requesting to act on it. One thing I would like to mention, this has all been assisted to me by Tom Connedy out of Kenny. He saved me a lot of time. He gave me a lot of records, and he passed away last week. So I think it's really fitting if we definitely give him the credit for what I'm presenting to you tonight.
And we've already received this grant. It's already in the general fund, so it's already money paid to us. We just need to have council approval.
So we can just go ahead and do it this evening, can we?
Yes. Okay. That's what I put on to request.
Yeah, we'll do it under our unfinished business.
Okay.
And that's all I have under mine.
Anybody got any questions? These tablets, are these, are they fastened to the truck, or is it replacing some?
Yeah, it'll replace two laptops. There's three tablets, but it'll definitely replace two laptops. And part of the quotation is a mount and a backing plate. The backing plate, which is the last, or the adapter, will be on the backside of the dash to kind of take some of the rattle away. But yes, they'll be mounted in our two primary engines, and probably Engine 8, which is our first out for rescue, car accidents, stuff like that. So probably in the front two engines, and then Engine 8, which is our rescue, is probably where they'll go.
Okay. And then are the equipment you're taking out are obsolete for anything?
That's something we'll probably have to get together with Commissioner Ballinger and Chief Hoke on to see if there's another use for it within the department or within the city.
Okay. Let us know how you get along with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Also, just not on that topic, but we took a fire truck up to up north where we did last year, and we had all LED lighting put on it. Well, we did that with our country truck just last week, and the fire district completely paid for the entire bill on it. So
good deal.
They had extra funds, and they wanted to buy something for the truck, so that's what they did. 100% paid for.
Great.
We'll move on down to accounts and finance. Tom, you got something?
I do. Not as good news for sales tax. This would have been sales tax receipts, sales 3 months ago, but they went down about $8,500 with both sales taxes, but for the whole year, we're still ahead by about $34,000. So that overall is good news. Just took a little hit there. I don't know if you guys read in the Illinois Municipal League magazine this time, but they have their revenue projections, and they you know, for the next fiscal year, and they don't project much of an increase, if any, for any income tax. They don't get into the sales tax, because that's really pretty you know, local type stuff, but the motor fuel tax, and then that extra transportation tax, they figure about 11% increase. That's normally would be good, but we took such a hit this year, that's not so good. But ironically, the one that really, now let me see here, there it is, the one that's really doing good projection for next year is the cannabis tax. That's posted about 33%. So it's not a huge item, of course, but dollars, but that's the one with the biggest percentage increase. So, well, you know, with the big item of the Illinois income tax not going up much, and you know, the sales tax, you know, compared to amounts over $1 million, a $35,000 increase for the year is not very much. So, but we're glad it went up instead of down. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Tom. We'll move on down to unfinished business. We've got some motions to be made on the engineering contracts for the fees of the Kirkwood Drive pavement patching. You have that?
Motion to approve the engineering contract fees with Farnsworth Group for the Kirkwood Drive pavement patching in the amount of $49,100.
I'll make that motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right, second. I'm good.
Any discussion on this one? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Next is the demolition bids that we placed on file. 2 weeks ago, we have a motion for the affordable demolition for $7,998.
Yeah, motion to approve the demolition bid and contract with affordable demolition for 1003 East Washington Street in the amount of $7,998.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it?
I just want to make sure that, you know, all the components of the contract are being met, that the material is going to be taken out to the landfill at their cost, and that they're going to pay the prevailing wage.
Okay. Yeah, I think Tim was going to have them giving tickets for the landfill as they went out.
That's good.
Okay. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srilic?
Yes. Next is the simple motion for the hospital to sale of personal property.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1532, an ordinance authorizing sale of personal property owned by the City of Clinton, Illinois, Warner Hospital and Health Services, a 2008 New Air PharmaGuard Airflow Hood.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilic?
Yes. Next is a motion for the three tablets that we just had the fireman tell us about.
Motion to approve the purchase of three tablets and hardware for the fire department from Jano Technologies, Inc. in the amount of $5,434.65.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion other than what we've already had here this evening on them? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilic?
Yes. Entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilic?
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
See ya. Thanks, guys.
See y'all.
Thanks, Brandon.
Good night, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good night. Steve.
Sounds reasonable.
Be careful, Paul.